Vavakam Perk Test Mishnah Gimel. Nosan Lumonin Lusakin, if you give it to craftsmen to fix something, Vikilkalu, and they break it, they destroy it, Chayavim Lashalim. They have to pay for the exact item what it was worth when they broke it. So even if you gave them something, pieces of wood, to make something, and they actually made it, and then after they made it, they broke it, they have to pay you for the actual finished vessel, because it wasn't like a goslin that stole it, and he had intention of stealing it, like the Gemara explains. So there was no shinoi that it became the goslin's. Here the craftsman was just working on your thing. So it's your thing that he destroyed. It's your thing that he broke. And when he broke it, it was a finished complete product, or close to it. So he's got to pay for where it was when he broke it. Nosan lechorosh shida teva umigdol. If you give over to a craftsman, a carpenter, a shida is the original WWW, which is a wood wagon for women. Basically, it's a wooden wagon that women would ride on, like the Rab points out. Teva, it's like a small wooden chest. And a migdol is a, let's call it a wooden shed or a storehouse. Lisakin, so he gave these things over to be fixed, v'kilkel, and he ruined it. Chayv l'shalom, he has to pay for what he destroyed. Vabanai, this is a builder, shekibel alav lister sakoso, that you're going to give him a fee to destroy a wall. V'shiber asavanim, and instead of just knocking the wall down, he professionally was hired to knock the wall down, but to be able to use those stones, not to actually shatter the stones as well. And he actually destroyed the stones. V'shiber asavanim. Oh, shehizik. Or he did damage to something else when he was knocking the wall down. And Fersol points out that even though this is common, that it would cause damage, nevertheless, he has to be careful. And therefore, chayiv l'shalom, he has to pay for all these things. Hayesoser mitzad zev v'nofel mitzad acher pater. However, Mishnah says that if he was destroying on one side, and the wall fell down on the other side, because it wasn't supported properly, so by you knocking down this wall, that made it that the other wall, which was not supported properly, would fall, and you would think that he'd be chayiv. He's not chayiv. Pater. V'machmas hamaka, but if it was because of his maka hitting the wall, chayiv. He's chayiv. Tesenta brings the Rambam. And this is just like a person shooting out an arrow and it causes damage. Let's say he smacks it with a hammer or mallet, whatever he's using, and it falls somewhere else and does damage on the other side. It's the force of his hammer is causing the rocks to shoot out even from the other side. Then he's chayiv.